like you, you know, he studied and he's smart, he's a real doctor. I think.
If I had anybody to cut on me, I'd rather he'd do it than anybody I know. He's operated, he's had such good luck, you know.
That's good. Yeah, well, actually, it's not luck, I think. It's all planned that way.
Appendicitis, you know, he'd take one out and he'd be back home 3-4 days, you know. Mm-hmm. He just cut a small hole.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Every minor of a kid in his town had appendicitis operation, and he does lots of big operations, you know. He's a smart doctor. He's one of the smartest seers in this school. Well, we just have two doctors that's raised in our county.
Mm-hmm.
That's the doctor and mama doctor. What's his name? Doctor. They were both raised at Ottaville. I knew him from boys on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He used to work on the farm. He used to raise gardens and old man had them. They had big farms, you know. And he worked them boys like that, but he still schooled them.
Oh.
They're smart.
Where'd they go to school? OU?
Imagine.
I don't know where they went. I don't know. Bill married somebody in the north, and I imagine he found his wife up there, maybe in school.
Not Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let's see, what is his name? Bill. Bill's a car salesman.
Bill's over town.
He's a car salesman
for the place. Oh, what kind of trees do you have around here?
We have post oak, white oak, red oak, pin oak, and then Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Are they good to eat?
Yeah. They're sure good when it's roasted, you know.
You get lots of coons around there like too, and possums, I imagine.
I like to taste one once in a while. We have that Simmons tree. I believe that's Simmons out there.
They don't make cinnamon though, them's trying to bear cinnamon.
Is that right? We have a mulberry like that too. They don't bear mulberries. You know, we have a pine that don't raise seed too. We have heat pine. It's all, you can't tell when they all have birds, but you can't tell without you check its birds. They have seed in it, you see. There's a heat pine in the pine division. I used to work with Frost Cooking, and I learned all this stuff. Smart man, you know.
Come on now.
Smart man, educated.
How about this tree that has those great big leaves and a fairly smooth bark, sort of green?
Cotton.
And has little balls out on the ends of the limbs?
Sycamore.
Uh-huh.
That's a big
tree. The tree's white.
White tree.
The body of the tree comes up white.
Uh-huh.
And they have scaly bark on them that fold off big old pieces like that, you know. That's sycamore.
Is that ever called anything else? Button ball or?
No, I don't think so. Not in our language. We never have called it on the sycamore.
Uh-huh.
We have cottonwood trees here on the river, too.
Uh-huh. They're messy, aren't they?
On Red River. Not here.
Down the Red River. You can kick one of them 4 or 5 foot through and start to cut it off and the water will just come out of your soil. Just bring up water.
Hmm. Hmm.
They take up lots of water.
Hmm.
But you make good lumber.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. This sycamore is the finest wood you ever seen. That's what they make all this fine furniture out of.
Well, I didn't know that.
You know, that sycamore that you're talking about, that big white tree, that's a wonderful wood.
Hmm.
Hard on, hard as glass.
Hmm.
If you could get enough to make you a floor in the house, you'd have the prettiest floor you ever seen in the world.
Oh, wear like iron?
It has rings in it and circles and everything else. They make that into dressers and just fine stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about cherry trees? Are they native here?
Yeah, we have cherry trees here, wild cherries.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get very big though.